Hey, it's Vanessa, and welcome to the Energy Read for May 2024. I'm really glad to be here with you and be sharing about the energies of this month as I have just gone through a 2-week dance tussle with my own energy. And you could call it a cold, but I know it's an energy upgrade. So I do want to talk a little bit about energy upgrades and how they can affect us physically. It really is a whole topic in and of itself. But I do want to give it a nod, especially in the month of May, which you'll find out more about in just a moment. If you happen to be finding this, though, at any other time, it just means there's some relevant and resonant info in here for you for wherever you're at in your life. So please do keep tuning in. And if you are new or returning, welcome. Really glad that you're here. Please do like, comment, subscribe, click to get notifications, share with your friends, all that good social media stuff. So this gets out to more of my people. I really do appreciate that. So thank you. And like all energy reads, I like to add a mantra, a mudra, and a medicine. So you'll get that at some point in this recording. I'll be sharing those with you as really energy tools to work with these larger energy undercurrents that are moving through. And anything else I need to tell you? Yes, because of my behind the scenes 2-week experience of working with these upgrades myself, I had to delay the start of my energy guide program from May 1st to May 15th. So if you happen to be watching this again during the time frame that it's coming out, there is still time to join the Energy Guide program, which is really about tapping into and utilizing the higher purpose for your energy sensitivity. You are wired like this for a reason. We are meant to be navigating life energetically, right? So this is just listening to higher frequency information is really helpful for amplifying your own intuition. It just happens organically, automatically. But once you start to understand the energy psychology context that you exist within and how your energy systems work, and use that as really a guiding light to help you read the landscape of your life energetically to be able to heal yourself energetically, right? There's all of these different ways that energy is always available to us. It's always free. And we are meant to be working with life in this way. It really is helpful in a bajillion different ways. But one of the things I really love about this work is that it creates this automatic alignment with your purpose, with why you are here on the planet right now. And that clarity and that really, soul level confidence, not ego confidence, but really soul level confidence, it becomes just the natural way of being for you. And so that's one of the outcomes of really navigating your life energetically. So go to vasmith.com/energy-guide. If you happen to see this after May 15th, I'm leaving that first month of the program open for enrollment, assuming, unless I, hit the cap, but I have a pretty high cap because I want this work out to as many people as possible. But you can still join, right, during that first month. Anyway, let's get into the details for May of 2024. Oh, where do I want to start? We're going to call May 2024 the sliding doors month. And if you're not familiar with the concept of sliding doors, it really is about stepping into a whole new room, stepping into a new timeline, stepping into a new version of yourself. There's just more rich possibility, opportunity for you to really open up to a completely different version of your life. And while that opportunity, it always exists, right? Like anybody that's talking to you about energy, that's highlighting whatever is going on, those energies are always at play, but there are certain points in time when they are louder, when they are more amplified. They may show up for you more frequently, right? And when that happens, for those of us that have been tuning into the larger collective movement of energies. We really want to ride the wave of these energy themes to forward our lives in a way that is more meaningful for us, right? So we can feel a deep sense of purpose and alignment with, you know, whatever it is that we're doing. And so the sliding door moment is really this very clear, distinct opportunity to go, you know what? I'm going this way now. And what's funny is whenever we desire something in our life, desire something to change, desire something new for ourselves, whatever it is, we tend to, you know, think we have to do it all, right? Like, we forget that life, we're in partnership with life, and there's already spiritual agreements set up. And, you know, it's basically, it's not all on our shoulders to direct the flow of everything it is that we want to experience. Yes, we are in charge of our energy. Yes, we are meant to be intentionally directing it in a certain way, you know, per our unique design, but we're also in relationship with everything. And so we're working with life on a very unconscious level all the time to create opportunities for ourselves. It's, you know, kind of the game of life. And so part of what is important to tune into and allow some energy movement around is, how controlling are you when it comes to creating change? Do you feel like you have to shoulder it all? Do you feel like, oh my gosh, if I don't do 10 million things, it's never going to happen? Like, what is the story that you're telling yourself around making change in your life? And do you, you know, self-isolate in your mind, or do you lean into trust? Do you discern what's yours to do and what's yours to simply open up to? Those are two very different energies to work with. And so you want to look at control, like how that shows up for you in the month of May. Like, are you being overly controlling around how you think it should all play out? The next piece would be really being clear in your intention. Be as specific as you want to be. Like, what would you like to experience? What have you been telling yourself for a really long time? Like, wow, it would be amazing if dot, dot, dot would happen for me. I'm going to tell you a very quick story, sliding doors type of moment where I wasn't anticipating it at all, to give you an example to work with. So some years ago, I was invited to run a workshop at for like a weekend retreat type of experience for a nonprofit. And at the time, I had asked the person who was in my, what do you call it? We were students in the same program in graduate school. And I said, well, you know, how can I best prepare for this? What would you like me to talk about? And she said, oh, we're going to give the participants a series of different topics. So you can really do what talk about whatever you want. You don't need to get too specific with me, just whatever area lights you up or you'd like to share on. And I said, okay, so how many people do I need to prepare for? And she said, you know, we're not sure, because people get to choose in the moment which workshop they want to go to. And I was like, okay. So I really didn't know. And I love to teach. I love to talk. I actually love to be on a stage, you know, just as a public speaker. If you were to ask me like years ago, what I like, even when I was in my teens, what would I love to do? I would love to public speak. But following that public speaking route for me just felt a little too stilted. I don't know. It just didn't feel like right for me. You know, where you pursue it as a career per se, and you make your whole media kid and you do your whole thing like that. I mean, now I'm fine with it because I don't know, there's lots of other things that I do as well, but I love to speak. I love to speak, and I love to speak in front of crowds. And I do want to do that. I do want to continue to do that and nurture that as an opening for myself. Anyway, fast forward to the weekend, I'm doing a wellness workshop because that was my area of expertise, wellness and intuition. And I asked, you know, what room do I go to? I get to this like fancy hotel, And I walk in, and they say, "Oh, this is where you go." And I get there and I walk in, and it's like huge. It's a ballroom. It's got this beautiful chandelier and it's got a lot of chairs. And I was like, okay. I said, "Are all the rooms this big?" And they said, "No, but we had the sense that this one might fill up. So we just wanted to give you the biggest room that we have." And I was thinking at the time, I'm not ready for this, or I'm not prepared for this, but it was quite literally this opening of the door into this new room. And I had been thinking like, oh, I want to be in, I want a new kind of opportunity. I would love to speak. I want a room full of people. I want all of these things, right? And so I get in and I start setting things up and getting ready. And then people start filling in, and like 10 people are in, and 20, and then 30, and like more people kept coming. And I knew there was a cap to how many people had like gone to this retreat for the weekend. So I thought, am I getting all of the people? What is happening here? And so what ended up, I think it ended up being around 80-ish people that came into the retreat, and I had, or to that workshop that I was leading. And I had this moment of internally, energetically, of what felt like grace and glory. Like my prayers had been answered because it felt so good to teach and to speak about the things that I was passionate about and to be received, right? To be in the room where that's what people really wanted to listen to absorb, and to walk out a different version of themselves, right? Like that is the intention and the vibe that I like to bring to all of my sharings, recordings, videos, whatever it is. It's like, I want you to know yourself more after you leave this interaction. And for some people, that feels very enlivening, and some people really don't like that at all, because we all have different things underneath the surface for us. And I just, by nature of how I'm wired, tend to bring that up in people. So some people really love me, and some people really don't want to have anything to do with me. I've learned to accept that about my path. But anyway, it was a great sliding doors moment, because I had done other workshops to that point, and maybe like one or two people would show up, and I'd try and make the best of it in my mind and kept holding the vision of what could possibly be one day. And then it was just like, there it was. I had no idea it was coming, and here it is. And so that is the kind of energy of May. Is like, it's kind of like life is just going, oh, I heard you wanted this. Here you go. And so you want to watch, again, you want to watch your tendency to control things. You want to watch your assumptions around what's possible. Like, I was thinking about different things that I currently want in my reality. And then I noticed a thought would come in and start telling me about whether it was possible. And I'm like, hello, it hasn't even happened yet. Like, back off, thought. And so you want to watch your thoughts and your assumptions, your kind of immediate responses to whatever it is that you're desiring to experience. So that's another thing that may crop up for you this month. The sliding doors moment can also not be a physical experience. It could be something that happens in your dream time. I've been having like really powerful dreams lately. Oh gosh, that makes me want to tell you another story, but I'm going to have to save it, because I'm trying to get just one story per video. Otherwise, I'm a bit of a storyteller and I could keep going on those. But yes, so the sliding doors moment could happen in your dreams, where you're moving into another reality and you're feeling like there's something really potent and special about this experience. Like, you wake up, you feel alchemically different afterwards. It could be in an insight that you have, it could be in a new connection that you make. So just really allow for your energy to be open to these sliding door moments in the month of May. I've seen a lot of people, a lot of different energy readers talking about the expansive energies of May, and there is that too. And but I want to add in there a note around the idea of expansion and how that's related to energy upgrades. So I'm going to circle back for a moment to where I started, which is, I've had this cold for the past 2 weeks. And again, you may be able to see it a bit still in my face or my eyes or hear it in my voice. But when there's an expansion, which is essentially a raise in frequency, right? Whenever the frequency rises, and our consciousness expands, meaning we become more aware of something in a new way, aware of reality, aware of ourselves, aware of whatever, and our consciousness is expanding and the frequency is rising. What that is an energy upgrade. That is one form of an energy upgrade. And when that happens, it quite literally is like a what's the best way? You know how your lymphatic system is your drainage system? So all the toxins that you've been storing up in your body are supposed to be, released through the lymphatic system, through the skin, through sweating. There's many, you can dry brush, there's many things that you can do to help release those toxic buildup, the residue of that, right? And so that's a very similar thing that happens when there's an energy upgrade, is that you will begin releasing dense energies that you've been holding in your body and in your energetic field for who knows how long. So during this process, when I've been going through, this cold, and I say the reason I know it's an upgrade versus a cold, for those of you that are like, how do you know the difference? On some level, let me take a sip of. A cold won't necessarily have an emotional charge. You might feel kind of not great, or as these symptoms clear out, I mean, your body is just rebalancing itself and healing itself because that's what bodies do. They know how to do that. But when you're having an upgrade, there tends to be a more kind of, I don't want to say entanglement, but there can be, more of a merge with the emotional and the mental realms of reality. It's very sort of mixed in. So it's not just like, oh, I feel low because I have a cold. It's more like, oh God, I haven't thought that thought for 20 years. Or, oh, why am I thinking of this person that did me wrong, 3 decades ago, or whatever it is, right? So it tends to be more enmeshed with the rest of yourself when you have an upgrade. And here's a cool and kind of interesting distinction that I find about energy upgrades, is that even when you're noticing the emotional and mental component of the physical clearing that's happening, there's a it's like a column of light, or a well, like a well of water underneath the surface of everything that's clearing, where you feel very still and at peace. Like you are the witness, you are the observer, you're not necessarily like attached to it. Like there's some part of you that's like, I know this isn't me anymore. I know this isn't real. Like, this is just clearing from my system. Though it can be highly, highly, highly uncomfortable on multiple levels. You learn to ride those waves. And so that's one of the, I would say, one of the main distinctions of your basic cold versus an energy upgrade that has cold-like expressions. And so that's something to be aware of, that as there's a rise in frequency or an expansiveness, everybody kind of assumes that feels good. You're like, yeah, like that sounds great. I want my consciousness to expand. I want my frequency to rise. And yet, when we're in the experience of it, it can be messy, right? It's kind of like clearing clutter from your house. You're like, yeah, it sounds like it's such a great idea. And then once you start doing it, you're like, oh my gosh, I have so much clutter. Like, how did I acquire so much clutter? Well, we have energy clutter and mental clutter and emotional clutter and physical clutter, right? In our bodies. And so it sometimes can get messy in the process of it, and it can be very uncomfortable to go through an upgrade. But I share this because it is the nature of this time that we're living in, where we're going to be continuing to go through upgrades. There's, like I said, many different aspects to it. It's something I go over in my energy guide program, because I really do want to equip myself and also whoever goes through it, with really that innate knowing of how to work with the shifting energies that are going on right now, because energy is indeed shifting collectively and individually within you. So, just a note on the upgrades. And what I will say is to like close the upgrade section out is that it's so nice to be on the other side of it. It was so, I was really uncomfortable for about 2 weeks. So cheers with my tea here. I'm so glad to be almost complete with this version of it. Okay, so back to May and the sliding doors moment. So you want to one last piece that I want to add into that is really, we talked about control, we talked about clarity. But really lean into your intentions. The day that I'm recording this happens to be May 7th, 2024, which is the day of a new moon. The new moon is all about planting seeds, seeds of intention. And so, because the seeds, they grow in darkness. It's like the soil is dark. It's so, those roots really sink in deeper in that darkness and allow you to grow out and into the light. And so it's a good time for planting seeds and intentions. But because this is a new moon in Taurus, there's going to be an emphasis on physicality, right? Your physical well-being, your wealth and abundance. Like the material world is very Taurus oriented, right? Very connected with nature. And so you want to look at your life. You want to look at your life from that lens. Like, what would you like to experience in terms of your optimal health, your optimal wealth? This feels so important because I feel like this has been coming up in a big way energetically for myself as well, is what rooms do you want to be standing in? Who do you want to be interacting with? I've spent many years working with holistic businesses, transformational businesses, like and playing the social media game, right? They're like good at what they do, but they're kind of like, oh God, I got to do all the social media things, and it doesn't seem like it's gaining that much momentum. This sort of sense of like, is anyone listening and tuning in? Because, and I know I've certainly felt like that as well. Gone through phases of that. And so you really just want to think about like who you're showing up as. Like, what do you want to be all about? It took me a long, long time to own the title of seer and energy guide and psychic and intuitive. I mean, I've called it different things, but to really be in the confidence of that, and I am that. It is very core to who I am and what I'm here to be sharing about. And at the same time, I have many, many different visions for the new earth paradigm. That's why I have a old earth, new earth playlist on YouTube. It's got over, I think, 50 videos about the paradigm shift and your role within it. So that's more of a visionary leadership kind of a stance, right? And like I created New Earth Collab. So that's a founder stance. So it's this identity shift of going from like, maybe you're in the phase, or you've been in the phase of just claiming that you're a healer, right? Maybe I'm a healer. I'm a healer. Yeah, I'm a healer. And now maybe it's time to claim that you're a healer on a mission, right? Maybe you're on a mission to create a certain amount of transformational change in the world. Like maybe you're a healer who's also a messenger and has a specific spiritual message and wisdom to bring through, and you want it to reach dot 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 this many people, Right. So now is really in this sliding doors kind of moment of May. It's like maybe you're a writer. Maybe it's time to move into the space of what would it be like to walk around being a published author? So there's ways we're blessed in a time where we actually see evidence all around us of whatever it is that we want to create, for better or for worse. And so take this time to really step into the ownership of the like true spiritual identity that you want to be and show up as. How I show up as a visionary leader and founder is very different than how I show up as, oh yeah, I help healers grow their businesses. Yeah, I'm an energy guide. Or yeah, I'm a psychic. I can see your purpose. Right? It's totally different vibes. And not that that's not like not one's not better than the other. It's just we are always growing. We are always evolving. And so start to claim like really all of who you are and who you want to be in the room with and who you want to be talking to and how many you want to impact and what your visions are that you want to participate in. Be in those rooms. And it doesn't negate like all other people that are still, maybe operating by default in the world. Like, bless everybody. Seriously, bless them all. But you get to choose. You get to choose who you are, how you show up as, and who you connect with. I don't know. This was kind of like a light bulb moment, even though I already knew it. But when you know it again, you're like, oh, it's like you get it on a whole other level. So I'm really sitting in the energy of visionary leader, speaker, and founder. That's the energy that I'm sitting in right now. And for me, energy is the foundation of that. I'm always going to be talking about energy because that's my, it's who I am, right? But I want to do it in these different ways. And that's exciting to me. So own your excitement in the month of May. Own who you are. Show up as that and get clear on who you want to be connecting with. Be in a room where, maybe 82 people unexpectedly walk in and they want to hear exactly what you want to say. That's a special nod to the messengers and the teachers in the crew that are watching this video or listening to this recording, because I know there's a lot of you. I know part of my soul group is really the transformational healers, teachers, and messengers that know they're here for a reason, and it is to be part of this paradigm shift very intentionally. So that's May for you, sliding doors, recalibrate your energy so you're open for it. And play the game, play the game very intentionally and like allow for what could be. Now I'm gonna leave you with the mudra, the mantra, and the medicine, just to give you a brief overview of that. And I'm gonna make it super short because I can feel that my voice is fading a bit. Mudra. Okay, I feel like I've used this before, but I may have used it in a different context. It's this. So the mudra, the way I hold it, is in a very non-traditional kind of way. It's simply hand gestures that have a specific energy or meaning to me, and I'm sharing them with you because they're helpful. At least I find them helpful. So, it's okay. It's a very the mudra and the mantra are actually the same. So okay. It's okay. Can you imagine what life would be like if you just showed up and you're like, yeah, it's okay. It's okay. Someone's flipping out. It's okay. You're flipping out. It's okay. The world is collapsing. It's okay. Now, I understand there's a lot of things that aren't okay. And this is not about spiritual bypassing. What it is about, though, is finding your center in the moment, because how would it be for you to show up to whatever life is challenging you with? And be able to really be like, it's okay. I got this. So that's really more the vein that I'm coming from than like, oh, la, 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 everything's great. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's really hard. And there's really hard things going on in the world. And there's really amazing things too. And either way, it's okay. And you got it, right? You got it. So it's okay. You're breaking up with someone, it's okay. It's okay. You need to make more money. It's okay. It's all right. So just granting yourself the grace and the acceptance to be there, that is the mantra. That's what creates sliding door moments, honestly, and synchronicity, or allows you to be more open to it, is when you can allow for life to challenge you instead of being stuck in a reactive or resistant place. As far as the medicine goes, did I bring it down here? Oh, okay. I brought the medicine down here, but now I'm not seeing it. So I'm just gonna grab what is in front of me, and we're gonna say this is the medicine for the month. Something that I've been using. I have no affiliation. It's just things that I use for myself. I'm not here to advise you to do anything. I just find this really helpful. It's really like helped to clear out my own cold. It is propolis extract. And I've been drinking this daily, and I find actually quite a big difference when I do. It's another nod and an honor to bees and what they are offering up, the healing that they offer up to our ecosystem, whether it's our own personal ecosystem or the larger ecosystem that we exist within. Propolis extract. Anyway, thank you so much for tuning in. It's really nice to be again recording a video and not be taking 3 hour naps during the day. And I'm sure my face and my eyes will all return to whatever normal proportion they were in before, as this upgrade continues to move out of my system. Wishing you the best for May. Please do join the Energy Guide program if you feel the call. vasmith.com/energy-guide. At minimum, go to my website, check it out, see if it's for you. If it's not, share it with somebody who it is for. And with that, I'm going to sign off and be back again soon with another conversation on energy. Take care.